It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we'll bring a list of music and interviews from the bands that make Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll enter the instrumental world of the Inversion Circus, talk with Adrian from One With Machine, chill with Lovey and the Oaks, and check in with Mark and John of Morningside Lane. You can catch them with the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on November 2nd at Pianos in New York City on November 23rd. But first, joining us over the phone is Matt O'Ree. Catch the Matt O'Ree Band featuring David Bryan from Bon Jovi at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on November 16th. Matt, thanks for calling into the show.
It's good to be here with you as always, my friend.
Same here, bro. It's always a pleasure. And this is a big deal. How did the show come together on the 16th?
You know, David and I have done these shows in the past, especially when I got back from the Bon Jovi tour, and then we did it the year after. So we're trying to make it like a yearly thing. I get a chance to play with a good buddy of mine, and it's so great to play with David, and we have so much fun together on stage. So, the Pony, reached out to us and said, hey, we got some open shows, any interest in taking one of those dates? And here we are, and we're going forward, and we're going to have a great time. I can't wait. It's going to be an awesome night.
I'll tell you, it was so cool when David jumped up on stage with you guys at the Jersey Rock Showcase at the Wonder Bar last February, and you guys performed the song that you co-wrote with David, My Everything Is You. You turned it into like a 10-plus minute jam session. The video is up on the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com. What can people expect from you guys this time around?
A 15-minute version. I'm just joking. But, it's like every time David and I get a chance to play together, it's just, again, it's a party on stage, and it's a party for everybody. And so you never know how long the song may turn out to be, but we're going to have a good time, and we're going to give it to you, as hard as we can. So, the show's going to be great. There's going to be a mixture of some of our Brotherhood record songs, some mixture of some fun covers, and we might even feature a new song or two. We'll see, time permitting, with the show creeping up so fast on us. It's going to be a great night, another classic night at the Stone Pony.
How could someone get tickets?
Right from the Stone Pony's website. I think it's stoneponyonline.com. You can get it straight from their box office. If you're in town, you can stop by the Pony. The tickets are on sale now, so I would suggest to get yours now while you can.
And of course, your Brotherhood album's out now, which features a track that you co-wrote with David Bryan of Bon Jovi. You've also got a track with Bruce Springsteen on there. It's just a really strong album. How could someone get a copy of Brotherhood or any of your other releases?
Brotherhood is on my website. It's mattoreeband.com. It's also on Spotify and iTunes. With the way the world is now, many people get music different ways and they listen to it different ways. As long as they're listening, that's a great thing too, any of those locations, again, iTunes, Spotify, and our website. And my website also has a bunch of other things that you can, we have t-shirts for sale and merchandise. And then we also have my whole guitar instruction and guitar instruction of equipment videos on my website as well.
You're very active on YouTube with the MOB on TV channel, and I understand you're about to start a new gear tutorial series in there, right?
I just started it, actually. It just came out, the first episode, this Wednesday, and it's already, crazy views. I'm really happy with it, but it's a new series featuring a real 1959 Gibson Les Paul guitar, and they only made about 600 and change in 1959, so it's a super rare guitar. It sounds incredible. It's really the white whale, or the holy grail for guitar players, if you don't know what that is.
How did you come across that guitar?
Funny enough, I was standing in line for the bathroom at Government Mule at the Paramount Theater, and a guy that tapped me on the shoulder standing in line said, hey, I'm so-and-so, and you might have heard I have this guitar. And we're just chatting, waiting in line, to use the bathroom. And I said, hey, I have a video series that I do. I could really, use that guitar for it. And he was more than happy to help me out. And, I really appreciate all his help.
That's really cool. That is a very Asbury Park story.
It is.
And the track we're doing on the podcast was recorded live in the WRAT studio with you and Aaron. Tell us about Good Enough.
Good Enough is a track I wrote quite some time ago with John Liedersdorf over at Lake House Music. And John and I were sitting on his couch in his house, and we were just working on different riffs. And I co-wrote a bunch of stuff on Brotherhood with John, and really enjoy writing with John. So fast forward, and we wind up getting John Popper to play and also co-sing the song with me. So we're it didn't make it onto the Brotherhood record, but I'm hoping to put that song out as a single come this fall or early next year.
Matt O'Ree. Don't miss the Matt O'Ree Band featuring David Bryan of Bon Jovi at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on November 16th. Tickets are on sale now. Matt, thank you so much for going into the podcast.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, and get your tickets, and it's going to be a great time. Come out and party with the mob.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Matt O'Ree and Aaron performing live in the WRIT studio with Good Enough on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'm behind the bar, working no room. It's like you know that everyone's watching you, babe. I can never, at least that's what I thought. Now I'm getting signals, maybe I am wrong. It's goddamn I've been looking. Maybe this couldn't be happening, or could it? No one's good enough, 'cause she's one of a kind. Beautiful girl messing with my mind. Now I see a chance with you. Is this what it's like? You're too good to be true. No one's good enough. No one's good enough. It's so good. Oh no, I don't wanna leave. You do the same and you move right in on me. Good times, you know, to part around here tonight. Getting what I wanted, you're playing the note just right. Someone must be looking out for me. Darling, you're too good to believe. No one's good enough, she's one of a kind. A beautiful girl messing with my mind. Now I see a chance with you. Is this what it's like? You're too good to be true. Up in your bed and you start to complain. I'm no good for sleeping the day away. I just met you and ordering you too much. Now I can't get out of here fast enough. Someone must be looking out for me. Darling, you're too good to believe. One of a kind, a beautiful girl messing with my mind. Now I see a chance with you. Is this what it's like? You're too good to be true. No one's good enough. She's one of a kind, a beautiful girl, but you're out of your mind. Now I see a chance with you. Is this what it's like? You're too good to be true. No one's good enough. Yeah, no one's good enough. Yeah, no one's good enough. Oh, good enough for you. Yeah, good enough, baby, good enough for you. Good enough for you.
Hey everyone, this is bassist Chris Davison of the Inversion Circus. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Circus with Intense on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their album Fire at the Big Top. It's available now at theinversioncircus.com. Chris from The Inversion Circus shared the joke with me that served as the inspiration for that track. Here goes. Did you hear about the fire at the circus? It was intense. Will that become a Rock and Robin joke of the day? Stay tuned to Rat Radio to find out. The Inversion Circus rocks McGinn's Place in Lawrenceville on December 7th. On the phone is Adrian Fryer of One With Machine. Catch them at the Stanovas on November 4th and Dingbats on November 10th. Adrian, thanks for calling into the podcast.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Pleasure to have you on. I know you guys are currently in studio working on an album. How's that going?
Oh, man, it's coming along great. I actually just joined up with One With Machine probably within the last year. I was, in another band playing guitar, and I was always writing my own music and doing my own vocals, and my other band just kind of fell apart. So I was actually on Craigslist one day looking around for another band, stumbled across One With Machine looking for a vocalist, lead singer. So I figured I would just give it a shot, man. I went down, just auditioned, and it went well, man. Everything's going great. Everything's going great right now.
Now, you guys are rocking Stanhope House up in Stanhope on November 4th, Dingbats in Clifton on November 10th. What can someone expect from a One With Machine performance?
Oh, man, it's just going to be totally high energy. We're really super, super pumped to get out there. I mean, like I said, these guys are just solid. They're solid. And me being involved with them is it's fantastic, man. I can't say much more. But, the show itself, it's going to be high-powered, high-energy, no ballads, no getting slowed down. We're coming out full steam, man, full throttle.
How could someone get tickets for either of those shows?
Either one of the shows, man. I mean, obviously, everybody can come check us out. We're on all the little social media outlets. We're on Reverb Nation, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and everything is /One With Machine. So you can just hit us up, and we will be more than happy to send you the tickets out, man. I mean, the more the support, the better. I always say support local music. That's definitely the main thing, man. You got to support local music and all the new original bands coming out. There's so much talent out there that never gets to be heard. So you got to just come check it out. Come check it out. Hit the website, and we'll definitely send you tickets right away.
The track we're doing is Five Knuckles. Tell us about this tune.
Oh, Five Knuckles, man. It's a great tune. I've had it in my lyric folder for a while. I love the song. I've changed it around a couple times. The one thing I don't like to do really too much is tell what the songs are about, because everyone gets their own kind of interpretation on the song. But it's just, I don't know, man. It's just a rocking song. It's just, you hear the lyrics, and I've heard it from a few different people, even my best friends, and I never really tell them too much what it's about. It's kind of like their own interpretation of it. And that song definitely has, you could put your own twist to it, but when you hear it, it's going to kick you right in the face or punch you right in the face with Five Knuckles. It's a jamming song, man. It's rocking.
We're going to rock it right now so you can judge for yourself. Adrian Fryer of One With Machine. Catch them at Stanhope House on November 4th. Dingbats on November 10th. Adrian, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Tom, thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's One With Machine with Five Knuckles on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'm gonna do things my own way. One time, two times. CarryOnCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, this is Lou Panico from Levy and the Oaks, and you are listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I don't mean to harass when I say you look good. Truth just pops out of my mouth when I'm around you. On the other side of the city, I walked by, stepped inside, another night out in Asbury. Sitting outside Bond Street, you told me you were happy to be alive, and life seemed pointless before you met me. Were you being serious or whiskey serious? Handed me a glass, told me to relax, so I took a couple sips. I get a good vibe from the smile on your face. When someone feels like home, they're every place. I see you just kick it, you can be creative. There's more to tell than your human shell. I don't mean to harass.
Levy and the Oaks, with another night out in Asbury, on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's up their Sound of the City EP. Grab it now at levyandtheoaks.com. You can catch Levy and the Oaks at Coney Island Baby in New York on October 30th. On the phone are Mark Del Judas and John Kahn of Morningside Lane. You can catch them at the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on November 2nd and Pianos in New York City on November 23rd. Guys, thanks for calling into the podcast.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you guys on. We're going to rock you on the on-air show at the end of October, the 30th, 31st, and November 1st. But I'm happy to have you on tonight. And your EP, your latest EP, Recovery Signs, is out now. How can someone get a copy of that?
You can go get that from our Bandcamp at www.morningsidelanenj.bandcamp.com. And we have it up there for free, so feel free.
You guys have a bunch of shows coming up, the first of which is November 2nd, the Chubby Pickle in Highlands. Then later this month, well, then later in November, you're rocking Pianos in New York City. What can someone expect from a Morningside Lane performance?
Well, we tend to bring a high intensity show, so it's never a dull moment with us. And people know not to come up to us at the end of the show because we're very sweaty for hugs. If you want a sweaty hug, we got you. Don't worry.
All right. Now, the two shows that are coming up, can you just show up at the door and buy tickets, or can you get them advanced somewhere?
Yeah, you could absolutely show up at the door and buy tickets. At the Chubby Pickle, I believe you could show up at the door, but for Pianos, I believe that you can buy the tickets online in advance. Also show up at the door if you want. And
Now, you have a bunch of other shows coming up later on in the year and the new year, but you're also working on a new album. How's that going?
Right now, we're in the process of recording demos right now, so we're about to have our first day of recording demos right after that Chubby Pickle show. So, and then we're going to take it from there, and then hopefully by next year, by maybe, we can't really tell actually when it's going to be out, but sometime next year, we're gonna be having it out. So.
Well, take your time. I look forward to hearing it. If somebody wants to stay on top of everything that Morningside Lane is doing, how can they do so?
You can keep track of us on our Facebook, www.facebook.com/MorningsideLaneNJ, and we'll be posting stuff there periodically, informing the public of what we're going to do.
The track we're doing is Melodrama. Tell us about this tune.
Yeah, so this song was on the self-titled album called Melodrama, and it got us a little attention in Asbury Park, and it was part of a video, and it got us onto a label. And if anybody wants to hear it, it's on Spotify, it's on our Bandcamp, so yeah.
Mark Del Judas and John Kahn of Morningside Lane. See them at the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on November 2nd and Pianos in New York City on November 23rd. Guys, thanks again for calling in.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Morningside Lane with Melodrama on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Cold of desperation, I can see it in your eyes. You're just about fooled. All these sudden sounds, they wake you, but I ain't you. I feel a feeling coming on. I feel a feeling coming on. Darkness, darkness in the air. I see my tombstone in the night. The preacher didn't know my name, so I'm running out of time. Darkness, darkness in the air. A taste of sugar in the night. All my youth's been traded in, so I'm running out of time. Tried to unbathe it, but time in a place where my sentiment grows.
It drags on, baby. It drags on, baby. Life in this monster town. So I take the high.
It drags on, baby. It drags on, baby.
A town in the blues with my cinnamon girls.
It drags on, baby. It drags on, baby.
Life in this monster town. So I take the high road. I take the high road. So I take the high road. So I take the high road.
Warning sign lane with Melodrama on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch them at the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on November 2nd and at Pianos in New York City on November 23rd. Check out their music at morningsidelanenj.bandcamp.com. And their next week's Jersey Rock Band of the Week. Tune to 95.9 The Rat at 11:30 on October 30th, 31st, and November 1st to hear more from the band. Mark and John will call into the show each night. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday for a new podcast. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.